The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
Enough with the politics. Let's take a breather and ponder some interesting, truly delightful trivia. This has been floating around, and author and contributors are unknown. In the 1400s, a law was set forth in England that a man was allowed to beat his wife with a stick no thicker than his thumb. Hence, we have the rule of thumb. Every day, more money is printed for monopoly than the U.S. Treasury. Men can read smaller print than women can. Women can hear better. Coca-Cola was originally green. It's impossible to lick your elbow. The state with the highest percentage of people who walk to work, Alaska. The cost of raising a medium-sized dog to the age of 11 is $16,400. The average number of people airborne over the U.S. in any given hour, 61,000. Intelligent people have more zinc and copper in their hair. The first novel ever written on a typewriter, Tom Sawyer. The San Francisco cable cars are the only mobile national monuments. Now get your pencil ready. 111, 111, 111 times 111, 111, 111 equals 12, 234, 678, 987, 654, 321. If a statue in a park of a person on a horse has both front legs in the air, the person died in battle. If the horse has one front leg in the air, the person died as a result of wounds received in battle. If the horse has all four legs on the ground, the person died of natural causes. Only two people signed the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, John Hancock and Charles Thompson. Most of the rest signed on August the 2nd. The last signature wasn't added until 5 years later. Half of all Americans live within 50 miles of what? Their birthplace. Most boat owners name their boats. The most popular name requested is Obsession. If you were to spell out numbers, how far would you have to go until you would find the letter A? The answer is 1,000. What do bulletproof vests, fire escapes, windshield wipers, and laser printers all have in common? They were all invented by women. What's the only food that doesn't spoil? Honey. Which day are there more collect calls than any other day of the year? Father's Day. In Shakespeare's time, mattresses were secured on bed frames by rope. When you pulled on the rope, the mattress tightened, making the bed firmer to sleep on. Hence the phrase, good night, sleep tight. At least 75 people who hear this will try to lick their elbow. You know you're living in 2008 when your reason for not staying in touch with friends and family is that you don't have email addresses. You pull up in your own driveway and use your cell phone to see if anyone is home to help you carry in the groceries. Leaving the house without your cell phone, which you didn't even have the first 20, 30, or 60 years of your life, is now a cause for panic to turn around to go and get it. You get up in the morning and go online before getting your coffee. You're hearing this, nodding and laughing. Even worse, you know exactly to whom you're going to forward this message. And finally, now you are laughing at yourself. And you know that laughing is so therapeutic that the more you laugh, the longer you'll live. But the laugh must be appropriate. Otherwise, you'll sound loony. For KSCO and KOMY, this is Kay's Whirling.